Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. Man, I tell you, just the news just keeps on coming. When it rains, it pours. Yesterday I was reading about the abortion bill that passed in New York and how now it is legal to have an abortion up until birth for any reason, including financial reasons to kill your child. I don't know about you, but when I hear about those things, it's gut-wrenching. It hurts. It makes me so angry. And I just feel oftentimes so helpless because this is going to happen. Thousands and thousands of babies are going to die, millions possibly, because of this bill. They're going to feel the pain of the poison, however they do it, because of people's evil wickedness. And I want to talk about today on the show, again, the show's not about politics per se, but everything is political. I'm going to talk about why it's important to be successful, why it's important to have businesses, and an example of a business standing up for what is right. And for those of you that are listening to this show, for those of you who have an interest in a business of growing your career, I want to encourage you to go full and lean in fully to it. Not that it is immoral to make money, and not that it's immoral to grow a business, not that it's immoral to make millions of dollars, but it's the moral thing to do, because the more successful you are, the more businesses that we create as Christians, as principled people that love life, that love people, as we grow in influence, the more we are going to be able to fight back, the more that we are going to be able to support organizations, support states, support politicians that have a backbone, that are willing to stand up for what is right and not continue down this progressive cliff of immorality, of wickedness. That is why it is so important to be successful. And I know people have the reservations, they have their antennas up when we talk about success as Christians, because you have the Joel Osteens of the world, you have the people that are the health and wealth gospel, and that's not what we teach here. That is not what we preach as a gospel message here. The gospel is simply that Jesus died for our sins, and he has come to make all things new. He is Lord over it all. And if he wills to bless us, if he wills for us to be successful, then hopefully we will be in a place where we can be used and we can help further the kingdom of God, and we can bring to justice, we can end the injustices that are happening in states like New York. And that is another reason it is so important to support organizations like ours that are trying to find politicians, that are trying to speak biblical principles, speak values of life to the nation that we live in, to the politicians that are writing our policies. It is important to come and support places like Cross Politic, the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. It's important to support the pro-life places that are coming alongside mothers who are in distress in your community. It's important to stir up your pastor at your church to preach against this evil. Today is not the day for cowardice. Today is not a day to worry about your tax-exempt status as a church. But we must be encouraging our pastors to speak boldly against this, to call sin what it is, to proclaim the gospel to these people and pray and beg for them to repent. I was reading this story. I know it's been out for a couple days. I'm just so busy that it's hard for me to stay on top of the news like I want to. And it's a store, and this is a story, and this is what inspired me really to do this episode on this. because it's such a dark topic and it's so disgusting. And all of us that know that this is life being ended, being murdered, it is so hard to just swallow this and to consume it. But it's important to talk about these stories because it's important for us to know how we can make a difference and how we can call out evil in this world and how we can make a difference. And I want to give a shout out to the Book Scout, the owner, John Speed. He, in protest of this evil law, he closed his store down because he would not pay a cent of taxes, of sales tax, to the state who is murdering babies. And you can see this article and you can see the picture if you're watching this and not listening to it. Listening to our show, I'm putting it up what the article is I'm reading through. And he says in his Facebook page, and just to, in support of him right now, go over to his page, John Speed : The Book Scout, and like his page, follow his page, share his page, buy a book from his store. This is a way that you can fight from where you're at, where it matters, to reward people that have boldness, that have courage to stand up against this evil. He says, the bookstores closed today. It is a day of mourning in New York. In honor of the thousands of babies that will die in the year to come, we will not be collecting sales tax from a tyrannical government today. We will on other days under distress. But not today. And that brings up another good point. We live in a time today with technology, with transportation, in the free state, in the free country that we are in, that we can vote with our feet and leave states. And I want you, if you are in New York, to prayerfully consider leaving the state and not allowing any of your money to go to this progressive bill, to this evil government that is murdering innocent children. Prayerfully consider that. There are many other communities, there are many other states, there are great places like Moscow, Idaho, where you can come and find fellowship and find communion with other believers and come along and fight together against evils like this. Now, I know that abortion is happening in other states, but we need to lay down a marker. We need to say no more. We need to put up a fight. We can't just throw up our hands and say, well, it's happening everywhere. We can't do anything about it. It would be great if we could get a state, a county, to just stand up and say no more. And that will happen when we get enough people to move to a place, to have businesses started, to have finances pour in, where we can get politicians with a backbone who fear God more than they fear men. And a strategy to do that is to move to a place just like Moscow, Idaho, move to a concentrated place where you can focus on getting people elected that are godly, God-fearing men. It's disgusting. I never want to go to New York. I have never done business in New York, and I never will until this whole law is repealed. I'm not going to have one penny of my money going to the state of New York. This is war, and babies are dying. People are dying because of this wickedness. I know the battle is against principalities and powers, like Paul says in Ephesians, but the battlefield is fleshly, and children are being murdered. And when is enough enough? It has to be some point, and it needs to start now. We need to be building businesses. We need to start putting our resources, the assets that we have. I was just talking with someone today on Facebook, and we were saying it's not enough to just not support with our assets, with the money that God's entrusted us. It's not enough to just not support bad companies. But we need to be responsible enough to use those assets, to use those resources for good. And however much money you have, if it's a dollar, pray about how you can use that dollar to further the kingdom of God. Maybe it's not abortion. Maybe it's somewhere else that God is calling you. Maybe it's not a pregnancy resource center. But wherever it is, life is too valuable. Jesus paid too high of a price for us to not be using our resources for the kingdom of God fully. Jesus died for our whole bank account. He died for our whole life. And let this be a reminder to us, not as a discouragement, but an encouragement that life matters, that every step, every decision, every choice, every place we live matters, and lives are on the line of it. Later on the resource, it says that he also posted the video, Babies Are Murdered Here, which we just happened to know somebody who is raising money and filming a second show, a second movie, Babies Are Murdered Here Too. So go over to Marcus's Facebook page and check him out and consider, prayfully support him as he is bringing awareness to this again and has biblical solutions on how to fight and how to restore justice and how to restore the values of life. He was at the Washington, D.C. March for Life. He had some great videos on there. I'd really encourage you to go check that out. Follow his page as well as the Book Scouts. Go over to Book Scouts. Again, like the page on Facebook. Share it. Get your friends to like the page. Buy a book from them. I mean, it's $20. You can easily afford to just send some support to him and buy a book from them. I don't get anything from it. This is not an advertisement. This is just the right thing to do. And so important for us to be successful. I don't know if you've seen this documentary or not, but it's good. You should go check it out. It's called The Ascent of Money, and it's on YouTube. I think it was a BBC production. They have, I think it's a 5 or 6 part series, and it's so fascinating to watch. It's how money basically came into existence, how it was used from the days of trading to when the first banks were created, the Rothschilds. And they focus so much on how whoever controlled the money dictated who won the battles. And the kings would go in the back in the day, and even in the Revolutionary War days, the Civil War days, would go to the bankers and plead for them to get loans, to buy bonds, to get the resources needed to win the war. And oftentimes, the bankers would say, no, you can't go to war with them. And the kings would have to say, okay, and go back to their kingdom because they couldn't win a war without the money. And money is the currency of power. And that's the point I want to bring up here. And obviously, the love of money is the root of all evil. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the one who dictates what happens. But as long as it is in God's will, and you have been called to do this, you need to accept it and step fully into what God's called you to and go after success. Go after money by praying for God to bless you and doing what's right, and being faithful, working hard, and looking for God's blessing in your life so that you can have the resources and the money to support the causes that matter, the pro-life causes, the pro-Christian causes, the pro-Jesus causes. And it was just so fascinating. And it was even talking about in the Civil War where the South was ruined. They lost the battle because they couldn't sell any more cotton bonds to Europe because the North cut them off and they weren't able to sell any more bonds backed by cotton to Europe. And so they lost all their finances, and that was the turning of the war. We need to go after the finances of the people that are supporting atrocities like this. We need to build up finances on our side, reserves on our side. If you have money, you need to be praying about where you can support and use the money the most to further the kingdom of God. Just like the Rothschilds did back in the day, just like the big banks did to kings, and had enough influence and resources and power and leverage where they could say, no, you are not going to do this. You are not going to go to war. So we can go to states like New York and say, no, you will not do this evil thing anymore. You will not kill your babies. That is why it's important to be successful. That is why I want you guys to be the starting businesses, to be furthering your careers, to be the CEOs of those large corporations. is that's when you start making changes. That's when influence happens. Obviously, we need to submit to God and pray for him to work. Without him, any plans that we have is a vain thing. But we need to start going after the roles of the people that have influence and that are turning the tide of our culture away from Christ, that are rejecting Christ. We need to pray for God to put businessmen like us in positions of leadership so that we can have influence, that we can influence politicians to fear God, that we can influence politicians to hold up the values that are taught in the Bible. And that is how we start turning the battle. That is how we can get in the fight. I saw a post by Jeff Durbin talking about it's not enough just to post outrage on Facebook. And it's right, it's not. We need to get involved. But more than that, we need to have a long-term plan of how we are going to build influence so that we as individuals, as a community, as a church body, as pastors, as business leaders, as CEOs, can stand with one voice and come together and set forth the agenda of the kingdom. God, I pray that we would get the resources, Lord, that you would bless us and that we would be wise and faithful with what you have given us. Give us the command and give us the ability to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.